In the 18th century in Polish Lithuania, there was a teacher named Rebbe Dovber. He was called the Magid of Mezrik. Magid is a word that means both preacher and storyteller. And the Magid had a student, Rebbe Schmielke of Nikolsburg. Schmielke is probably a better way to pronounce it. Schmielke of Nikolsburg was the Rebbe in Nikolsburg in Romania, Moravia. Boy, Moravia. And there's a story about Schmielke that he never actually heard the dove bear teach. He never actually heard his teacher teach, is the story that's told about him. And the reason that he never heard his teacher teach was because the Magid would stand up to teach and he would start by saying something like, "The Lord spoke." And at that very moment, Schmielke of Nikolsburg would be blown away. Just by the thought that the Lord spoke. And he would be so enraptured. And he'd be like, "The Lord spoke! The Lord spoke! Did you hear that? The Lord spoke! He spoke! He spoke! Do you hear that?" And he would get so carried away in his awe at the thought that the Lord spoke that eventually some of the disciples would have to come and help him be carried away so that the Magid could continue to teach. And I tell you that story because I think it would not hurt us at all to have at least a little bit of Schmielke of Nikolsburg's awe at the realization that God speaks to us. It wouldn't hurt us to have a little awe at that realization. And in fact, for us as Christians, we believe that God most definitively, most decisively, most clearly spoke to us in Jesus Christ. And that's what our patrons, Luke and John, are all about. The Gospels that bear their names teach us that not only is it necessary or would we need to go back to ancient Palestine and have Jesus physically right in front of us speaking to hear God speaking, but even in his stories, even in his word proclaimed, we can hear God speak. And it's just as amazing as Schmielke thought God speaking was. It's just as amazing. And so, in the gospel that we heard today, Jesus goes to his hometown and he unrolls the scroll of Isaiah and he reads a portion and probably he adds a part that he remembers because the two sections of Isaiah that he quotes are in very different parts of the scroll. So it's probably he read the one and remembered one. But he shares this bit of Isaiah and then he says, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." How is that scripture fulfilled? Well, it's fulfilled because he's the definitive word of God. And it's fulfilled how? In our hearing. There's a promise in that. A promise that we can always hear God speak. And the implication of that is God is interested enough in us to speak to us. No wonder Schmielke was running around going, "God spoke!" Because it's amazing that God spoke. And that God cares enough about us to speak to us. It's a stunning, stunning message. Now, over the years, at different times in various settings, I've been asked to preach about St. Luke or preach on St. Luke's feast day. And for many years, I always took the reading from 2 Timothy as kind of a throwaway reading. You know, it's put in there because he mentions Luke. Luke is with me, he says. But then I said to myself, now, Randall, God speaks through our scriptures. So is there such a thing as a throwaway scripture? Probably not. So I decided I should look at it. So I looked at it a little more carefully and studied it a little more. And I realized that he starts by mentioning his favorite theme in the two letters to Timothy, suffering. Oh, Paul and his suffering. Every other sentence practically in Timothy is suffering, 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 suffering. And he mentions that at the beginning of the reading that we heard today. What I realized was Paul's assertion is that even when life is awful, we can still hear God speak. And even when life is awful and we're suffering, God is still with us because we can hear God speak. So there's a way in which it's really not the suffering that Paul's obsessed with. It's God speaks. God speaks. That's what Paul's obsessed with. God speaks to us. God talks to us. Wow. And so he invites us to be aware of that, that even when life is awful, God is still speaking. God speaks to us. We can hear it. We can experience God's presence with us because God cares enough about us to speak, to talk to us. And he does more than that. He shows us another layer of the implications of the fact that God speaks to us. He says, you know, these other folks have left, and you know, Timothy, come and see me, and bring Mark, because he's helpful, and bring the cloak and the books and above all the parchments. I want the parchments too. That would be fun. But part of what's wonderful about that is that Paul, in that little episode, I think he reminds us that part of the implications of God speaking, part of the reality that when we hear the stories of Jesus and we hear the gospel proclaimed, we can actually hear God speak. That God speaks to us, that the risen Christ is made present in the word proclaimed. Part of the reality of that is that we as a community of people who hear and are amazed by the fact that God speaks, help each other hear. We help each other hear. Luke's with me. Bring Mark, he's helpful too. We help each other hear God speak. It's amazing. And then, of course, the project that we're given is to go out and help other people know that God speaks to them. And to be amazed by the fact that God cares enough to talk to them. If you listen, you'll hear God talking to you. And you'll realize that God has always been there with you. I'm with Smokey. God speaks! Whoa! It's an amazing thing. And what we do as this community named St. Luke's is we help each other hear the word of God. We help each other remember that God speaks to us. And then we go out in the world and we do these amazing things that we do with partners and loaves and fishes and the thrift shop and with St. John's Guild and Isaac and with the diaper bank and all the things that we do, all the work that we do and all the work that you all do. I wish I could have someone record all the things you do. When you take a neighbor to a doctor visit, or take somebody food, or go and listen to a friend who's feeling down. All those millions of little things that you do, and you probably don't even notice. If we added up all the ways you do the gospel, I think we'd be blown away. I really do. Wish there was a way we could track that. And we do that because God speaks. And because through us, it might be the case that somebody else hears God speak. It's an amazing, amazing truth. And it's a truth that we live. We help each other hear God speak. And we go out and try to help the world hear God speak too. Because what God ultimately is always saying, what he said in Jesus, what he said through St. Paul in his ministry, and Luke in his ministry, and John and Mark and all the rest of them, ultimately what we realize God is saying to us over and over and over again is, I love you. I love you. God says that over and over again. And we're invited today, celebrating our patron, we're invited today to be amazed that God speaks.
As you are able, please stand. Our faith covers the earth and spans the ages. Join with me as we recite the Nicene Creed and proclaim that.